daf is daf test. So we got to the very top line of test. I mean, Aleph, the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Ein Bayadiyah Betchila, V'yesh Bayadiyah Besof, Bar Karbanu. So he felt that he goes against everyone else. He had a Das Yachid, that normally everyone else requires you need a Yadiyah Betchila, Yadiyah Besof to bring a Chatas. He thought you don't need a Yadiyah Betchila. As long as there is a Yadiyah Besof, you bring a Karban. And now the question becomes, so he has to figure out, Sar HaNasa Bechutz Amai Mechaper. What's the Sar Nasa Bechutz going to accomplish? For everyone else, the Sar Nasa Bechutz, the Sar Lazazel, was Mechaper for you, Ein Yadiyah Betchila, V'yesh Yadiyah Besof. He doesn't need a Sar Nasa Bechutz, because that's Ein Yadiyah Betchila, V'yesh Yadiyah Besof, it brings its own personal Karban Chatas. So Amai Mechaper, what is the Sar Nasa Bechutz going to Mechaper for, the Shitas Rabbi Yishmael? So the Gemara answers that, Al she'ein ba'yadiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. When there's no yadiyah at all, there's no yadiyah in the beginning, there's no yadiyah at the end, that's what the Sar HaNasa Bechutz is going to mechaper for. The Gemara says, what do you need that for? Hai si'irei ha'regalim v'si'irei rashi chadashim mechaper. We already have those types of goats that are brought on regalim, rosh chodesh, are already mechaper for ein yadiyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Savar la ki Rabbi Meir. Da'amar kolas si'irim kaparasin shava al tumas mikdash v'kadash. Right, Meir of the Mishnah said that all the si'irim of Yom Kippur, of Rosh Chodesh, of Regalim, all mechaper for the same thing of ein yadiyah b'tchila v'ein yadiyah b'sof. So then the Gemara says, once that's the case, ela lemai hilchasa iskash chitzon lipnimi. So what does he learn the connection of pnimi to chitzon? Rashi says, just to clarify the question a little bit, look at Rashi in the top line here. Ela lemai hilchasei iskash hol dilav lidia iskash kedetam masnisim. The reason the Mishnah had acknowledged the connection of the pnimi and chitzam, the sar lashem and sar lazazel, that they both had some lidia. The ideas might have been in different places, but there was some level of lidia. But now that we're assuming that the sar ha'nasa b'chutz is a case of zero lidia, so there's no connection at all to the sar lashem. So what's the connection of the Shnei Sirim? So the Gemara says the following. Ma panimi einu mechaper b'shar veros, af chitzon einu mechaper b'shar veros. Just like the Sar Lashem is only mechaper on a certain idea of Tumah, and is not mechaper for any other types of averos, so too the chitzon is not mechaper on any shar veros. It's only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Granted, there are different types of Mikdash Kadashav. It's not, you know, the Sar Lashem has Yadiyah involved, and Sar Nas B'chutz has no Yadiyah involved, but they are at least connected in, they don't affect or impact any other types of Averos. Fine.
So when the answer to the question, the Sar Regalim Rashi Chadashim Mechaprim, how does that answer the question?
No, he's not asking why you need that. He's asking what's a mechaper for. Because according to us,
meaning once you say that the Sira Kim Kippur is mechaper things that you don't know at all, what is the answer?
No, that's not the question. The question is what is the Sar Nasa V'Chutz mechaper for?
Right.
Because, so now we say the same exact things as Sar Regalim and Sirei Rosh Chodashim. That's the answer.
I think the question is he saying that it's mechaper things that he didn't know from before or after?
Correct.
And
right.
He's saying, but we learned that those averos are mechaper on.
Right, and then Rameir says, because we're okay, but we say it's shaveh.
Right.
Rameir holds it's okay that they are mechaper on the same exact things.
Meaning that he can be, if Shalash Regalim comes before
that's
Yom Kippur, he's mechaper on Shalash
Regalim. Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
So they're all mechaper of the same thing, but different times of the
right.
year. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Al she'ein ba'yadiyah b'tchila lo b'sof, si'irei regalim v'si'irei shchadashim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to know, again, if there's no yadiyah at all, so right now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Sar Nasa B'chutz. He holds that the si'irei regalim and si'irei rosh shchadashim are mechaper when there are no yadiyahs at all. So the Gemara wants to know, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does he know that the si'irei rosh shchadashim are mechaper on Ein Yadiyah B'tchila of Ein Yadiyah B'sof? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, in the context of Rosh Chodesh, it says, U'sir Yizim Echa L'chatas La'Hashem. Chait, She'ein Makir Bo Ela Hashem, Yehisar Zem Mechaper. What do you mean, Chatas La'Hashem? Hashem needs a Chatas? Hashem doesn't need a Chatas. Chatas La'Hashem means a Chatas that's known to Hashem, but not known to the person at all. telling me that this iri rosh chadashim or mechaper or nechay that has no yediyah at all to the person. Lo yediyah b'tchila, lo yediyah b'sof. That's how he knows this answer. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'harmi b'arilei lichdei shlakish. Doesn't the drasha chates l'Hashem needed for Reish Lakish Ashita? What's Reish Lakish Ashita? Damar Reish Lakish, manishtana sa'ir shorosh chodesh shenemar bo l'Hashem. We don't find by any other seirim that says l'Hashem. Why does it single out l'Hashem by the Rosh Chodesh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, sa'ir zeyhi kapara alai al shemiatasi esayareyach. Fascinating point here. There's a lot of Torah about this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says this chates of Rosh Chodesh is for my doing. My mistake, if you could be Yachal, that I was Me'ayit, the Yareach. We know the famous Medrash that the moon was saying, why do you need two kings? There's only one king. One should be big, one should be small. Hashem says, you're right, great point, I'm going to make you small. Hashem had some level of Charata, and he had to bring a Karmel Chatas. So that's what it says, the Chatas L'Hashem is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chatas Kiviyachal. So it's not available to teach me that's a Chatas that's only Yadu L'Hashem, that's an Ein Yadiyah B'tchila. It's telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one bringing the Chatas. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if it was only here to teach me Reish Lakish's Din, Leimakra Al Hashem. The Chatas is Al Hashem, or, you know, because of Hashem. My Lehashem, Lechada Amran, to make it available for two drashas. Gemara says, Eima Kul HaChuhoda. So how do you know? Maybe Lehashem is telling me that same Din. Why is the Al versus Le? Why is that a separate drasha? So Im Kain, Leimakra Chatas Hashem. Chatas Hashem really would have been sufficient. So my l'Hashem, Shmas Mina, Tarti, to teach us two drashas. Number one is Hashem is the one bringing the chatas. That's level one. It's his fault almost. And number two is, it's also including that with mechaper for a person whose chatas is only known to Hashem, namely, Ein Yediyah B'tchila, Ein Yediyah B'sof. So look what the Tosa says. Tosa's a little bit bothered here. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an aveira? He did something wrong? The Tosas kind of tweaks it a little bit in the small Dibur Maschil, Sa'ir Zeh Yeh Kapara Alai, Perish Ba'aruch, Sa'ir Zeh Kapara Li Yisrael, Va'alai Likboazman Kapara Zu. It's really Klai Yisrael's fault, which requires explanation we'll get to in just a second. I just established when they should provide Kapara, or really achieve Kapara, V'kavati Brosh Chodesh Lahapis Daitel She Yareach. So really coming about Yisrael, Yisrael's fault, or their mistakes. But I also wanted to appease the moon a little bit, and the moon was upset. I did nothing wrong, says Hashem. The moon made a mistake. I wanted to make him happy, though, or her happy, whatever the Levana is, the Yareach is. So I had it done on Rosh Chodesh to give a certain appeasement to the Yareach. But really, there is no chait from the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, there's a lot to figure out what exactly is going on here. But this is an interesting discussion. This becomes one of the reasons the Achronim ask, why don't we say a Shechianu when we say Kiddush Levana? So one answer is because we only say Shechianu when something comes every 30 days. The Kiddush Levana comes less than 30 days many times, so therefore it's not every 30 days. So that's why it doesn't warrant a Shechianu. But the Chassam Sofer says a different din. Chassam Sofer says as follows, that really the kapara of minimizing the moon is all our fault, like Tosa says. What did we do wrong? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, the moon fought. The idea is that the Chazal tells us that when Mashiach comes, the moon's going to be just as big as the sun. So long as we're doing the wrong thing, we're involved in a virus, we are delaying Mashiach's coming, we're delaying the moon from being big again, so now it's our fault, in turn, indirectly, of not allowing the moon to come back to its full strength. Since it's our fault of the virus, it's not right to say a Shechianu to remind us of our tzaros. That's what's happening. So they bring a riot from the Rush. The Rush talks about a situation, for a pidyon haben, you say a Shechianu. What happens, Rachman Letzlan, a child dies early, young? But you still have to do pinyon haben, let's say, talk about a case of some sort here, where let's say it was after 30 days, and you didn't do pinyon haben yet, and the child died on day 31, and you did pinyon haben, let's say pinyon haben on day 32, so you still do the pinyon haben even though the child may have died, but you don't say a shechianu, because you can't say a shechianu when it's a makom tzar, when there's a tremendous pain there. Just like we don't say shechianu for Sfiras HaOmer, because the Baal Mor says Sfiras HaOmer reminds us that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so we don't say shechianu. So the same thing says the Ksav Sofer, based on his father, the Chassam Sofer, that we don't say shechianu Kiddush Levana, because it reminds us of our sins, which is again delaying the moon from coming back to its its full strength.
What was the thing about the Pesach Mikdash, the Shachyanu?
Yeah, when it comes, there's a Shaila that the Rishonim asked, why don't we say Shachyanu for Sfiyar Sa'omer? It's a new mitzvah. We say Shachyanu for Sukkah, for Lula, for Shofar, for everything else. Why not Sfiyar Sa'omer? So one answer brought down, I'm going now on a tangent, so you ask, the Miri says, because since we say Sfiyar Sa'omer, Pesach, the Shachyanu, the Seder, is going to cover the Shachyanu for Sfiyar Sa'omer, even though they're a day apart. But that's his suggestion. But the suggestion of the... What?
No, the first
time.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So for Chutzar,
right.
So what the Baal Mor says is no. Sfiras Omer Bizman is only mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Because Sfiras Omer is connected to the Karbanos. We don't have Karbanos anymore. If there are no Karbanos, so there's no Sfiras Omer. We do Sfiras Omer only as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Now to say Sheikh Yanu on Sfiras Omer, which reminds us that we don't have Karbanos anymore, we don't base a Migdash, it's really a Zeichel Churban, he writes. It's Zeichel Churban, we should be saying a Shechianu, it reminds of a terrible time. That's why Tosas writes in Megillah Chafam Abayz, we say that Harachaman, who Yachas Lanu, is Vodas Beish Namigdash, Shalom Kamab, and Heri Aminos Amein Salah. That's Harachaman we say after Sviasa Omer, because it's supposed to be, it's a Zeichel Churban. We're asking for the Beish Namigdash to come back. So anytime there's a place of Tsar, we don't say a Shechianu. So that's the same explanation why we don't say a Shechianu at Kiddush Levana, because it reminds us of our Tsaros, our Avonos, that we haven't brought back the moon to its full strength. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, six lines up from the bottom, Nichaper nami afil b'shar veros. So why don't we allow these karbanos to be mechaper on other veros as well? Which ones are we talking about here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Nichaper nami ashar averos kol chay shlo noda dehakra stamaksiv. So when we said this pasuk is referring to the Rosh Chodesh, we don't know which type of chatesh l'Hashem, where it's not known, only known to Hashem. So why are we saying the Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah that we don't know about? Maybe it should be mechaper for any Aveira that we don't know about. Any Chadash L'Hashem that Hashem knows about and we don't know about, it should be mechaper. Why are we limiting it to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah? So answers the Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Hol V'zeh Ba V'Zman Kavua, V'zeh Ba V'Zman Kavua. So Mazeh, so just like this one comes V'Zman Kavua, namely, the Sire of Yom HaKippurim comes on Yom Kippur, the Sar of the Chitzon comes in Zman Kavua, namely the 10th day of Tishrei. So just like the Yom Kippur Sar Nase Bechutz is Mazeh Ein Mechaper Ela Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Avzeh, so too the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, which comes in Zman Kavua, namely Rosh Chodesh, Ein Mechaper Ela Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So through this Binyan Av, or through this Hekesh, we learn that the Sari Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, namely one that has no Yediyah B'Tchila, nor any Yediyah B'Sof. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here, Ashechan Nesiri Rosh Chodeshim. So we find that Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on Ein Yediyah B'Tchila, Ein Yediyah B'Sof. But what about Seirei HaRegolim Minal? And how do you know that Seirei Golem is also Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, She'ein by Yediyah B'Tchila Vein Yediyah B'Sof? The pasuk doesn't say anywhere by Sirei Golem LaShem that no one has Yediyah but Hashem. How do we know? V'chi teima hanami kidetani debei Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe we have the same drasha from Rabbi Yishmael. Just like this, the Sar Nasa B'Chot is Zman Kavua. So to Regolem comes Zman Kavua. So maybe, so Gemara says, can't be. Because Ikla Mifrach, we could ask, if you're going to learn even the Rosh Chodesh, you want to learn Regolem from Rosh Chodesh, just like Rosh Chodesh is only by Zman Kavua and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so to Sirei Golem, well, you can't learn from Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. You get 12 times a year Rosh Chodesh, and Regolem only comes 3 times a year. Now, they point out, even though the Regolem have more goats, they actually have more Seirim by the Regolem, still, in the end of the day, it only comes 3 times a year, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh comes 12 times a year. This is a Shiloh. Let's say it comes to the end of davening, we say the Shir Shayom. So now you have the option. Do you say L'David Hashem Ori first, or do you say Baruch Nafshi? Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. So do you say the first day, do you say Baruch Nafshi? Baruch Nafshi is only 12 times a year. Or it could be maybe, I guess, more like 18, because sometimes it's always two Rosh Chodesh. 18 times a year. L'David Hashem Ori is around 50 times a year. So L'David Hashem Ori is more frequent than that of Baruch Nafshi. So the halacha is, though, Baruch Nafshi, even though it's less times, it comes more frequently. It's 12 times a year, while L'dav Hashem is just one time a year. It's a big chunk, but it's one time a year. Or another case, which comes more often? Do you say Sfira first or Havdalah Matzah Shabbos? On one hand, Sfira is 49 days. Now, Havdalah, it depends on the year. It could be 49, 50. It's close call, depending how many Shabbos you have during a year, during the Jewish calendar. But do you go based on, again, frequency or quantity? So in terms of quantity, it's possible Sphere might have more than Havdalah, though not necessarily true. But Havdalah is certainly more frequent. It's every single Matzei Shabbos. And there are also other considerations. But this is a question of Tadir. But we assume right now, since Rosh Chodesh comes more frequently, 12 times a year, so maybe only Rosh Chodesh has the ability to mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. For Gaon, which only comes 3 times a year, may not have that the same ability. So you can't learn from Rosh Chodesh to Siri Gaon. Now the Gemara says, maybe you're going to say, E midi Yom HaKippurim. Maybe you could learn Siri Gaon from Yom HaKippurim, Shekein Meruba Kabarasa. Yom Kippur provides tremendous kapara. We get kapara for all averos. So maybe only Yom Kippur's seirim have the ability to mechaper on a serious avera of kareis like tumas mikdash v'kodashiv. But who says you could carry that over to the seirim regalim? The chitema. Maybe you're going to say the Gemara says going to Amr Beis now. Hagamrinan rosh chodesh midyom akipurim v'lo parchinan. But didn't we just say before? How do we know Rosh Chodesh and Mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv? We derived it from Yom Kippur. So shouldn't we ask the question, but Yom Kippur, Shekein, Kaparas, and Meruba? Why didn't we ask that question? Umar says, fine. Really, the real answer is as follows. Hasam, Kapara Mikhtiv Ksive. This answers the Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur question. There, by Rosh Chodesh, we're not really learning from Yom Kippur. Hasam kapara michtiv ksive. It's written clearly that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for chataim that we don't know about. Chatas l'Hashem that only Hashem knows about. Achat she'ini yadu that's not known to the person. Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for all that. All Yom Kippur is coming to teach me about Rosh Chodesh is giloi milsavama. Who? It's just limiting. It's a miyut not to provide kapara for all unknown averos. Just limiting it to only the world of the tumas mikdash v'kadashiv. Aval hacha. In the world of Sivri Golim, Ikala Meimar, Kula Milsa Lo Gamrinam. We have no idea any connection to Sivri Golim. What exactly is Mechaper? We don't know anything. There are no details. And if you want to learn from Yom Kippur, that means you have to learn the entire concept from Yom Kippur. That's a real limud. So Rosh Chodesh wasn't a real limud from Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh kind of stood alone. And just we're able to refocus a little bit with Yom Kippur. As opposed to the Sivri Golim, we're trying to learn the entire concept from Yom Kippur. That can't be the case because V'chein, Kaparas, and Meruba. So the question becomes, again, how do we know that Sivri Golim are Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav Shein Bayidi B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof? So the Gemara answers, Ela Kida'ama Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina Sair V'Sair Hachanami Sair V'Sair. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, around 8 narrow lines down, Sair v'Sair. Sair have a matzul mechtav v'kula. Could have said the word Sair, goat, in the context of all the regalim. Uksiv v'Sair. It says Vav mosiv al inin rishon lahakish to make a connection to Rosh Chodesh. Says Rashi, Mao hakish, what's the connection? Iskush sire harigalim l'sha Rosh Chodesh. Just like Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, Shein b'yadir b'tchila, v'lo basof, so to sire galim, based on the extra vav. That's the limud. Gemara now says, v'iskush, furthermore, v'iskush sire galim, like we just said, we connect sire regalim l'sire Rosh Chodeshim, ma sire Rosh Chodeshim, einan mechaperim ela al shein b'yadir v'lo b'tchila v'lo basof, af sire regalim, Ein mechaperim ella al shein by yedia lo b'tchila lo b'sof.
So we take out the question of tadir because
there's no longer a limud. It's just a hekesh. Now there is a question here. It's a little bit involved, but just an interesting question. Anyways, look at Tosos Dira Maschil Kedama Rav Chama Sire V'Sayer. He asks a very good question because none of us opened up the parsha to look at. Really, does it say V'Sayer everywhere? He did. Tosos knew this, and he says Tema. V'atzeres deloksiv b'visayir menale. It doesn't say visar by shavuos. So how do you know? So he goes back and forth that it's a little bit involved here, but he ends up answering that the kevan de gali b'chad haviachrinu lamad sasa min amefurish. Once we have visayir by one of the regalim, we're able then to apply that to all the other mu'adim as well, even though it doesn't say visayir by each of the shlosh regalim. Okay, Gemara now says around 10 lines down the two dots ibarilu. Ki amar Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, Al she'ein b'yadir lo b'tchil lo b'sof, hane mile b'chet, she'ein sofo livada, is that only true when do the Siri Golem and Siri Rosh Chodeshim apply, achieve a kapara, when we don't know about it, when it's a yadir that you'll never ever know about, aval chet she'ein sofo livada, Kimishi Yesh Yediyah Besof, Dami? And but what about, Akash Baruch Hu obviously knows what we'll find out about, what we don't find about. So what if there's a chait that in the end we will find out about? So maybe in this case, the Seir Golim and the Seir Rosh Chodeshim are not going to be mechaper for a chait that we'll eventually know about, and the Seir Hanas Bechutz will be Kippur mechaper. And they're the ones that are mechaper on Ein Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Yediyah B'Sof. In other words, if I don't know right now, but Akash Baruch Hu knows that I will eventually know about it, maybe it won't achieve kapara through the Seir Regalim and Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps we should suggest, Afilu Chet Shesofa Livada Liodea, eventually you're going to know, Hashtemiah Chet Shimbo E Makirbo El Hashem Krinabe. We don't care about what's going to be. We look at the now. Right now, Hashta, we don't know about it. Ein Yediyah B'Tchila, and right now, Ein Yediyah B'Sof. In which case, right now we view it in a vacuum, in which case we should say that the Seir Golem and Seir Rosh Chodeshim should be mechaper for. That's the Shaila. And so the Gemara answers based on the Mefurish Braisa, Tashma. Titania, Al She'ein B'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila Lo B'Sof, and as the Braisa, V'chait, Shesofo, Liodea, Livada, you're going to know in the end, Sire Haragolim, V'sire Rosh Chodeshim, Mechaprim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So even though I will eventually know about this Aveira, still nonetheless, since right now I don't know about it right now, it's called Ein Yediyah B'Sof, and the Sire Haragolim and Sire Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaprim for such an Aveira.
So if he finds out after, let's say according to the Kodam after Yom Kippur, he still has to bring a Kavod only with Oret?
No, because we paskin that you only bring a Karban Chadas if there's a Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof. You'll right. Never have to bring a Karban Chadas. The only question is...
But let's say he doesn't know, and Yom Kippur comes in his Mechaper, and then somebody goes the next day and says, you know what, I saw you that you were Tom and you came, so now he knows. Now he should bring
No, but I'm saying you never bring a chatas for that case.
Oh, because he has to know at the beginning.
Exactly, right. Only Rabbi Shmuel holds that you would, but we don't hold that way. We pass him not like that. So the question really is, the guy's going to get kapara. Will he get kapara through the Sar Regalim, Rishosh, or the Sar Yom Kippur?
Right.
But he never has to bring his own carbon chatas since he never had a Yediyah B'Tchila.
Right.
Now, there's an interesting truth brought to Rav Moshe about two guys who once were involved in Avera, but they didn't know about the Avera. And afterwards, one of the guys found out he did something wrong. So you need to do the proper tshuva. Does he have to tell the other guy he did something wrong as well, or better to leave him just ignorant and not know about it? So Moshe proves from this Gemara here that even a person who does not know about an Aveira, lo yediyah b'tchila, lo yediyah b'sof, he still requires a kapara. The question is whether it's a kapara of the regalim or shchodesh or Yom Kippur, but he still requires a chatas for him. So therefore, a person should be aware of his Aveiras, and he should tell him that he in fact did something wrong. Well, if it's something that requires, returning something back, so then that would, the only way you get a full Ben Adam Chaveiro Kapara is by returning the money or asking for Mechila. Fine. So then the Gemara says halfway down the two dots, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei Haragolim Mechaprim Avalo Seir Rosh Chodeshim. And what Rabbi Shimon goes on to say in the Mishnah is, what's Rosh Chodesh Mechaper for? It's Mechaper on HaTahor She'achas HaTameh. If someone who's Tahor and eats Kodesh, that's Tameh, he gets an Avera, and that's what the Seir Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaper. Again, on a Tahor, She'achal Es HaTameh. So the Gemara wants to know, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, my time with Rabbi Shimon, how does he know this, that Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on Tahor, She'achal Es HaTameh? So Amar Krai quotes the Pasuk says, V'osa Nasan Lachem Laseis Es Avon Ha'eda. This is part of the conversation after Nadav Aviu were killed, and they were supposed to bring various karbanos. So one of the karbanos, it was Aleph Nisan, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was to bring the Rosh Chodesh Sayer. And that sin they were supposed to bring, B'hais Karab, B'sar, the Rosh Chodesh Kziv. So it says the word Avon in the context of Rosh Chodesh. And now that it says Avon by Rosh Chodesh, we have Gzer Shavah, V'yolef Avon Mitzitz. Nemar Kan Avon, V'nemar L'alon Avon, L'halon Avon. So we have Gzer Shavah now, great. So what do we learn? Mala halan tumas basar, af kan tumas basar. So the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, that tzitz is mechaper on the avon of a basar. If the basar becomes tamei, so the tzitz is mechaper. So we see this brisa a few times, that if a person throws the blood, and the blood became tamei, so if he did it b'shogeg, or the basar became tamei, he did the zrika's dam anyways, if it was done b'shogeg, the tzitz is mechaper, is considered a good zrika. So just like the tzitz is mechaper on tumas basar, so to the Seir Rosh Chodeshim, through the Gzer Shavah, Avon Avon, is also Mechaper on Tumas Basar. Namely, if a Tahor person eats Basar, that's Tameh. That's the source for Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, wait a second, we're really going to learn oven from tzitz, imalahalan, olin, afkan olin. But the tzitz is only mechaper on carbon ola. A carbon ola, no one eats from it. There's no achilas adam. It's all achilas mizbeach. So what it's saying here, if a person brings an ola, and then the tumah is basa, the basa is tame, and you sprinkle the blood, it's a good carbon. But never do we find anywhere that allows a person to do an achila. So the Gemara says, granted, it's a great question, but avon ha'edaksiv. The pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says avon ha'eda, the avon of the eda, as Rashi says, the first wide line down, avon ha'edaksiv alma mechaper al avon anoshimu, the avon of people, that people eat it, namely a tahor, is ocha satameh, that's what the Siri Rosh Chodeshim are going to be mechaper for. So it's similar to tit, and that's mechaper on tumas basar, but it's different in that tit is mechaper on ola, tumas basar, and the Sirash Chadashim is mechaper on the carbon chates, or rather the achila of a tumas basar. Gemara now asks, Michde, Migmari, Gemara, Mahadade, let them learn with each other, Rosh Chodesh, the Sirash Rosh Chodesh, and the tzitz, let them be connected. And say as follows, Nechaper Rosh Chodesh Adide, Vada tzitz. Let the Sirash Rosh Chodesh mechaper on its own problems, its own tuma of Ochel, Atar, Ochel Satame, and let it also be mechaper on the tzitz, on Tumas Basar by Olin, by a carbonola. Nafkamina, what's the difference? Lehecha de Nishbar tzitz. So what do you need that for? Isn't the Kohen Gadol always wearing the tzitz? So you never, there's never a time where you need something to replace and substitute for the tzitz. So the Gemara says, if the tzitz breaks, so the tzitz is not able to be mechaper, so then the Sirosh Chodesh could be mechaper for Tumas Basar of carbon ola. Gemara says, it's a very nice suggestion, but the problem is Amakra, Avon. Avon Echad hu no save no se shnei avonos. It only says Avon that the Sirosh Chodesh could only provide kapar for one Avon, not two Avonos. So it cannot be mechaper for that which the tzitz is mechaper. So now the Gemara flips it around and says, v'nechaper tzitz, Adidei Vad Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the tzitz should not only mechaper for its own tuma of tumas olin, but let it also be mechaper for the tahor she'ochas atame. Gemara says nafkamina l'tuma di'ira bein zelazeh. Let's say a guy gets kapara Rosh Chodesh, but now he's tamei on the 15th of the month. He needs to wait 2 weeks to get kapara. Let the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol be mechaper for that tuma. So Amar Kala, the pasuk says osa. This pasuk says by Osa nosa avon, vein acharis nosa avon. Only the Rosh Chodesh could provide kapara for. Wait, this one's going on. Yeah, only Rosh Chodesh could provide kapara for the ochel tar she'ochas atame, but nothing else could provide kapara for the tar she'ochas atame. Namely, the tzitz cannot provide kapara for the guy who eats the achilas tame. Gemara says further, Rav Ashi Amar, Ksiv Hach, it's written here, Avon Ha'eda, Eda Vlo Kachim. No, it's the reason why the Rosh Chodesh cannot be mechaper for the Ola, because it says Avon Ha'eda, it could only be mechaper for Avon of people, as opposed to carbon Ola, which is not involving people, no one's eating from it, so it can't be mechaper for it. But Hasim Ksiv, it's written there by the tzitz, the opposite, Avon Ha'kachim, Kachim, namely Ola, Vlo Eda, but not the Evera of the people. So we see from these psukim, they're mutually exclusive. That again, Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper on ochel, tahor, she'ochas atame, namely avon ha'eda, and the tzitz is only mechaper for the avon of kachim, which is the tumas basar of the karban ola. Let's go a little further if you guys are okay with that. We're doing good with time. The next piece goes pretty quickly to the two dots, even though it goes deep in, it flies. So the Gemara is out now, says, Ashkechan Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, the Mechapri Al Tahor She'achas Atame. We've just proved that the Sari Rosh Chodesh Mechaper on a Tahor person who eats Tame. Sirei Regalim, the Mechapri Al She'ein Bayadiyo Lo B'tchila, V'lo B'sof Minalan. Now the question we asked earlier, we're asking now in the world of Rabbi Shimon, how does he know that the Sirei Regalim is Mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha, that there's no Yediyah in the beginning, and no Yediyah B'sof? So he says, like we saw above, Kidama Rav Chama, Rebbe Chanina, Sayer, Visayer, Hachanami, Sayer, Visayer. We're connecting the two worlds together. And the Gemara says further, V'iskesh Si'irei Haregalim, Si'irei Rosh Chodesh. We're making a hekesh between Regel and Rosh Chodesh, and saying as follows, Ma Sayer Adi Rosh Chodesh, B'milsa de Kodesh Mechapre. The Sayer Rosh Chodesh is Mechapre, the world of Kachim. For Rosh Chodesh, it was a different type of kachim. It was a tower, she'ochas atameh, but still the world of kachim. So af, so too, sirei regalim v'milsa de kachim mechaper. So too, excuse me, the regalim are mechaper in the world of kachim. So The Gemara says, well, v'chi tema, once you're connecting Rosh Chodesh and Regalim, why not just say Nechapri ad Rosh Chodesh? Why not say that the Regalim are going to be Mechapir for the same exact thing that Rosh Chodesh is Mechapir for, namely, Tahor She'ochas Atame? Gemara says, can't be, because we said just above, Hamrina, we said earlier, Osa, Oso Nasa Avon, Ve'en Acher Nasa Avon. That Rosh Chodesh, only Rosh Chodesh has the ability exclusively to be Mechapir for Tahor She'ochas Atame, but nothing else can be, so we can't allow Regalim to Mechapir for that same inim. So maybe the regalim should be mechaper for that which Yom Kippur is mechaper. Maybe regalim will provide the same kapara as Yom Kippur. That we know as well from yesterday's daf. The kapara that Yom Kippur provides only comes once a year, so regalim cannot provide that same kapara. Amai kapara, amai mechaper. So in the end of the day, what's regalim mechaper for? There's yidiyah in the beginning, yidiyah at the end. We know hide bar carbon, who the guy needs to bring a carbon chatas yachid. So that can't be what the regalim is mechaper for. Eal sheyesh b'yidiyah b'tchila, v'ein b'yidiyah b'sof, hai sar nasa b'fnim, v'yom ha-kipur m'tola. If there's no yidiyah at the end, we already said that the sar l'ashem is providing kapara. Eal sheyesh b'yidiyah b'tchila, ava yesh yidiyah b'sof, hai sar nasa b'chutz, v'yom ha-kipur m'chaper. So what's left? And knocking every option out, al karchach, ein mechaper ela, al sheyesh b'yidiyah lo b'tchila. Below Vasov. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Have a safe trip. See you back hopefully next week.